Ah, so it is a good day to you, huh? We are so honored to be here with you again today. We do want you to know that many times we are with our vessel Marilyn as she is walking around amongst you. She is blended. And so she may not remember what she said, but that is all right because we are here for you. And we want you to know and understand that this is you. This is your first day here. Yesterday is gone. You can't recreate it. You can't do anything about it. Tomorrow is not here yet, so you can't really do anything about that. Maybe lay foundation. However, this moment right here, right now, is the new Akash that you are creating for yourself 10,000 years from now. So how does that feel to think of it in those terms? Huh? That you are who you will be. So what does that mean to you? As you are expanding your innate abilities, you are expanding that core element of your energy. And in that core element of that energy, you are standing firm into yourself. Yesterday we tell you that you are not necessarily having any foundation. There's a little rock ledge there that you're sort of standing on. And today, you are expanding that rock ledge to know that you can be supported no matter what. That the universe, the source, your innate, will never leave your side. Your energy, your intention is your creative life force. And you humans, since you're making up everything anyway, you might as well make up something good. Yes? And if you don't feel as though you're making up something good, stop it. Make up something new. But understand that if you feel like you just can't make up something new, ask yourself why. Why not? Where did that imprint come from that said you can't make up something new and good and fun and exciting? And what does that mean to you, for it to be new and good and fun and exciting? You see, it means something different to each individual person. It means something different to the energy that you are creating right here, right now, today in this Master Builder Day. Because you see, the little picture of the little man drawing himself, that is what we are talking about. You are taking in that essence of your ancestry. And to activate that portion of your core within your body, within your field, within your cells, to be you more than ever before. And to eliminate that separation. And as you eliminate that separation, a new energy breathes forth through you. And when you feel that new energy breathe, some of you have already felt it today, yes? Some of you felt it last night, yes? Some of you felt it yesterday. It's like something's different. Something's shifting within me. It is our intention that everyone here, before they leave today or tomorrow, will have that feeling. That energy in your emotional body is where the shift happens first. That is why we play with emotion. We play with laughter. You see, in laughter, your heart chakra automatically pops open and your guides come in and just do the work. Do the plurk, huh? So you see, it is all about that energy that is within you, your innate. Take a deep breath. That ability to see yourself as others see you is a gift from your innate. That ability to acknowledge the self that you maybe were afraid to stand up and be is your innate sort of pushing through just a bit so there is no separation. And that old story that you may be telling yourself of, oh, I can't do that because if I did that, people would think that I'm weird. Too late. You see, in this world, you must be transparent. There is no longer an us and them. You cannot represent yourself one way with your family or friends and then go into the metaphysical closet with your true beliefs. What happens is that creates a discrepancy in your soul, in your innate. And these are magnificent times. It's even on television. You can say anything, you can do anything, you can be anything. Because the innate will always be there to give you just the right words to say to express yourself. As long as you trust that. They'll be there anyway, whether you trust it or not. You see, dearest, that influence is the clarity that we are asking you to receive. Take a deep breath. You are who you are because of who you are. You are the ones this universe has been waiting for. You are the ones this planet has been waiting for, because you carry that essence of knowledge. And you get to maintain that essence of knowledge everywhere you go. Now, sometimes you can find a little more gentle way to express it, because the universe did not make you CEO of the universe, just CEO of yourself. Keep in mind that being CEO of yourself means that you have the power and the ability in your innate to be whoever you are choosing to be. And that essence is expanding into the galaxies of beyond humanity. So it's a little hefty responsibility, eh? Yet know the divine order is in process. Your innate is in process. That God, your God, all God, can be called good orderly direction. Understand that direction is there. All you must do is ask and receive and pay attention and then take action. Because you can pay attention all you want. You all know things and people that are saying, oh yes, these are the right things to say. These are the right. They all know the right words, the right lingo, and their lives are a mess. So let us take away from that. And instead of saying all the right words and right lingo, let us take those into the cells of our body and be that. Huh? You understand? Oh, dearest beings of light, we love you so much. We see you. We see who you are. And we hold a mirror up so you can see who you are as well. I bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Let me echo the very thoughts of Anaronda. You are living in magnificent times. And to match that, the magnificence of the human being is primary. And one of the issues is that you don't feel magnificent. And we've said so many times, the culture of God that you see every single day often tells you that you are less than God. And as you walk around for years and years, you get the message. And the message is, perhaps you're not as magnificent as perhaps we say you are. So there is a conflict of sorts, is there not, of what to believe and from whom to believe it. And dear ones, this then is what you study in this room, perhaps by listening to these messages and these channels. And that is to go from dark to light, to discover that inside, which is truly different than you've been told. And we've said this so many times. But here is something else. It may even be an argument from some who hear this from me. We've told you that the energy, the paradox of the relationship of you to the planet is changing. It's not just that you are starting to come out into the light, to see things differently or live differently. There is a change in energy around you. The change of energy is one that is activated, if you wish to use that word, or enhanced, or that comes alive only when it is then touched by your consciousness. In other words, there is help that is new, an energy, a field that is waiting to help push you into places that you are discovering you can go. And it's for all humanity, every single human being. But it's the old soul that starts to understand that in order to then awaken this, there's a little learning to do, to get out of the old into the new, out of the old habits, dropping things that would block light entirely. And when you have that realization, that energy we speak of comes alive, and you feel it. It's almost like awakening into knowledge turns on a light, and the light is felt intuitively. I can do this. I can feel something. They were right. I am magnificent. It starts perhaps slowly. I can do things I didn't think I could do. Perhaps you're not willing to say the words, I am magnificent yet, because that has then been perhaps habitually drummed into you not to say. But you can. You can say it in silence if you wish. Born magnificent, a piece of God. But dear ones, in the centuries of old energy that you have lived, lifetime after lifetime, these things are not easy to bring forward. You're here sitting in the room. You're listening to this, perhaps, and asking, what can I do? The answer truly has been given, and it's so much more simple than you would believe. And the simplicity is this, is that as you begin to work the puzzle and ask the questions, can I do these things? Am I worthy? Is it really true? This is a consciousness that awakens the light. And there are energies that have always been there, but are now so much more enhanced, waiting for you to say that. Just waiting. And the energies themselves will create so many things around you that you have to start looking. And one of them is synchronicity. Now, synchronicity, I will then define as expected chance. And so what you have before you are things that shouldn't be happening in the way they're happening. They're too synchronistic. But the energy that you have awakened advances this synchronicity. And they start then to work with you and you with them. And you say, wow, I didn't expect that. And here it is. Well, here it is again. I didn't expect that. Well, here it is again. That, dear ones, is out of the purview of you. And that is the energy around you. Cooperating, 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 cooperating. The argument that I spoke of that some would give, and they say, it's not fair. Because, Cryon, you have said we are a civilization of free choice. Now, you can't have then helping energy come along and push us along. And here is my answer to that. Free choice means that you can ask anything you want. Free choice means that you can evolve as you choose. Free choice says that you can discover things that are discoverable. And when you do that, that's the helping energy that comes forward and starts to work with you and help you and move you into areas that you didn't think you could go. And that is very fair because it is the choice of the human. It doesn't happen by itself, dear ones. You don't sit in the closet hoping things will happen. You create them. You create them by the magnificent soul you are, envisioning them first. You can do it. It's not beyond you. And in that, I can do it. It is mine. I will push the envelope of my own reality. That opens the door to this new energy that we are talking about, whatever you want to call it, that feels like a helper that is yours. Walks with you, creates the synchronicity, makes you feel better when you're in the dark, and eventually you realize it's all part of you. A new paradigm means a system. A system is something that works together with the parts in coherence. A dysfunctional system is when the parts are not in coherence. The system we speak of is yours, is beautiful, is coherent. Together, knows where it's going with help from your innate and your higher self. And so it's not just about studying that which is inside you in a new energy. It really is about placing the order on a menu of selections that says, yes, I can, and no, I can't. And when you start understanding and cognizing that there is more than you thought, then things start to happen and you start to realize, wow, it's more than me. I've got help. And you be right. It's more than you as you think of you. That singular human being walking on the earth alone, oh, it's much more than that perception. It's the human being walking with more than you think you are. Not just help from the other side, but a coherence with the higher self and the other side of the veil. You're pulling in pieces and parts of you you never thought you had. Pieces and parts that know things that you don't know consciously. And you call it synchronicity. This is what we teach. Collectively, it's what you hear the channelers today in so many ways talking about. There's something new here, and it relates to you and your magnificence. That's it for now. Leave this place with an understanding you didn't have before, truly about who you are. And so it is.